America Weekend.
This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. A weekly contributor now is film critic Marshall Fine, who's also the critic in residence at the Picture House in Pelham, New York. Tell us a little bit about The Imitation Game, because that one I don't think we've discussed at length.
Stars Benedict Cumberbatch. It's based on a true story about Alan Turing, who was a British mathematician who broke the Enigma code, which the Nazis used to transmit their orders during World War II. He's credited with not only breaking the Enigma code, but essentially that led to helping the British and the Allies win World War II. The Enigma machine was this sort of a pre-computer that the Nazis had, where they could put in the code and every day it would change and come out new, and there were literally millions of combinations, and Turing essentially invented the first computer to crack this thing. Terrific performance by Benedict Cumberbatch. It's got the kind of pedigree, sort of British and historical, that the Oscar voters love. It's my pick to win Best Picture of the Year, and I think it is one of the best movies of the year because Benedict Cumberbatch is terrific. Strong supporting cast, it includes Keira Knightley. I think it's a film that really satisfies audiences.
And so this also would probably mean an Oscar nomination for the actor himself?
Oh, Benedict Cumberbatch, absolutely. I'd say that he's a lock for a nomination. I don't know if he's a lock to win, because I think Michael Keaton in Birdman, which is another movie that I think is a contender, has a lot of people who love that performance, among them me. It's one of my favorite films of the last year.
Now, it's interesting you talk about Michael Keaton. Is he popular amongst the Oscar voting public?
Well, that's a good question. I think that what he's got going for him is that it's a sort of a comeback. He hasn't made a movie in a number of years and certainly hasn't had a project this good. And this is a movie that kind of comments on his own history, because he's playing an actor who's looking for legitimacy by acting in a Broadway play that he's written and is directing, in order to regain the legitimacy that he feels he's lost by playing a comic book superhero in a number of movies. The director is Alejandro Gonzalez Iñárritu, who did Babel and a couple of other movies. This is the first sort of comedy he's made, and he had to convince Michael Keaton to do it. I think it's an incredibly popular performance because it's so brave and sort of self-commenting. And Michael Keaton, you know, I think there's nobody that doesn't like Michael Keaton.
I would think that would be a great Hollywood story, the comeback kid wins the Oscar, the kind of thing.
Yeah, well, the only problem is that Birdman is, again, one of these movies that critics love and audiences are more so-so on. It's a really daring, sort of innovative film. It looks like it was shot in one continuous take. If you pay attention, it obviously wasn't, but the camera work is very sort of the camera is constantly in motion. The soundtrack is this sort of dissonant drum set, a guy playing drums almost all the way through the movie. There's some music, but it's mostly these drums that kind of heighten the sort of anxiety and tension, and these sort of long, swooping Steadicam shots down thin, narrow hallways backstage at a Broadway theater. Some people, they say it makes them dizzy. They don't like the character. They feel like whatever. It's too experimental for them. So I think it may get some Oscar nominations, and I think that he absolutely will get one. I don't know whether it will come out on top. It's a pretty unsparing look at just how sort of egocentric actors are and have to be. And it's about a guy who has all of this success and yet can't really appreciate it and can't be happy with what he's got.
All right, now Into the Woods. I don't think we've talked about this movie. This is Meryl Streep and people singing a Broadway musical translated into a movie. Does that work?
I think it might for some Oscar people. It certainly has got the prestige. It's by Stephen Sondheim. It's from the director who made Chicago, which was a Best Picture a number of years ago. I wasn't crazy about it, but I've always felt like the musical itself, even when it was on Broadway, has second act problems. I mean, basically, it's Stephen Sondheim sort of doing his take on fairy tales, and the first act ends with Happily Ever After, and then the second act is what happens after Happily Ever After, and you know, basically it's that, you know, tragic things happen to people and there's nothing you can do about it, and that's not a message that a lot of people want. I wrote a review of it last week on my website that got as many comments as anything I've written this year, I think. People who were upset that I didn't like it. But I get just as many comments from people who said, I went and saw this and I hated it and I wanted to leave after the first act. So Meryl Streep is in it. She plays a witch. She sings. She's always Oscar bait. It'll be interesting to see how it does.
All right, and just give us two actors or movies, two something that you don't think will get the recognition that you certainly think deserve Oscar attention.
One is Foxcatcher, which is based on a true story. It stars Steve Carell, Channing Tatum, and Mark Ruffalo. It's directed by Bennett Miller, who did Capote and Moneyball. It's based on a true story, but it's about the millionaire John DuPont, who became a sponsor for the Olympic wrestling team in the 80s and wound up murdering someone. And it's really a dark, chilly movie, and I think it's one of the best this year. And the other one is a movie that's coming out, I believe, this Friday in limited release called A Most Violent Year, directed and written by a fellow named J.C. Chandor, whose last film was All Is Lost, and who also did the film Margin Call.
All right, Marshall, as always, we thank you for your insights, and we'll check out your website, hollywoodandfine.com, right?
Thanks, Mike, and Happy New Year to everybody.
With Marshall Fine, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
American Biker Minute. Where you stash your bike in the middle of the winter has everything to do with springtime running condition. Hey, who knows what you'll find next spring?
Warning.
New meaning to the venerable term, barn find. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan from American Biker Minute. Depending on where the motorcycle is stored, the biker's new meaning to barn find might be a horde of rodents camping out inside an air filter or an exhaust pipe. Bikemaster makes a good muffler plug or the FMF with bright red tape so you won't forget to move it in the spring. $5 online. Stuffing the bike with plastic may only encourage the little beggars to build a snug polyester nest, which may be forgotten in the spring at startup time.
Warning.
Uh-oh. American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. David boarded a plane that stopped in Chicago on its way to New York. He had an important business meeting in Chicago, but he fell asleep on the plane and woke up in New York. David was furious, but the crew pointed out that when the plane landed in Chicago, it had been clearly announced. When David sued the airline, who do you think won? David, the airline, or nobody? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
The fact that the airline had announced the stopover is not a valid excuse. The crew was derelict in the performance of their duties. David can be reimbursed for any losses he suffered. And that's the final verdict.